Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at Flathouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
My defenses of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Psalm 7, verse 10. Comey, 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 phony baloney comey. A few weeks back, you might remember I warned you the guy's a phony, that he was, from the beginning, a Democrat water boy. So even though our conservatives in the House and Senate are not acting on the issues we sent them there to take care of, let's do Comey. By the way, did you know that Islam is bleeding? I mean, tens of thousands are leaving Islam. But let's do Comey, 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 Comey. Tired of hearing it yet? Comey baloney. Hey, a court rules that hospitals can decide to override a parent's rights with regard to their children and yank their child off of life support against the parent's wishes. Nanny state, hey? Government health care? You betcha. But let's do Comey, 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 Comey. The California Democrats are in disarray, and the Democrats too. And the California Republicans are boiling over this milk business. Chad Mays really needs to step down. Don't you think any Republican leader that defies the platform of the party should resign? Call Cunningham and encourage him to stand firm and square on the party platform and to not encourage this business of supporting or encouraging lifestyle that is ruinous to those living in it. And by all means, please don't promote a Peterist as a hero to our school children. Really. But let's talk about Comey, 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 Comey. It's all about me. It's all about I. It's all about Comey. You know, phony baloney Comey. He's the liar, really. He's the leaker. Yeah, he's admitted it. Right out loud in front of God and everybody. His peers call him a dirty cop. In bed with anyone he thinks will benefit him. Oh, yeah. The angler. The dapper dancer who does the two-step for Hillary, spins into the arms of Obama. Never had a concern that Obama was pressuring him to lay off Hillary, although Obama more than once expressed concern about it. But Trump expresses concern over pursuing a guy he already fired, and little baby Comey felt disturbed. He was made to feel uncomfortable. He didn't like it that his boss said, I hope this all gets settled. And he said, Flint's a good guy. And Comey said, I know he's a good guy, but apparently this all made little baby Comey feel uncomfortable. A little spineless, weak-kneed, timorous, namby-pamby, lily-livered, gutless, all he ever had to say. Is Mr. President, honestly, I'm uncomfortable having this conversation with you. If you have instructions for me, sir, please make them clear. Otherwise, can we talk about, maybe how about the weather? You know, I understand that a scientist has come out on, was that CBS or CNN? One of those, I forget which one right now, and flat out said out loud in front of God and everybody, this whole climate change thing is a hoax, and that 37 valid credentialed scientists have signed a paper in a position to it, but it's all being... Let's have that conversation. That should interest you, Mr. President. But anyway, the man I'm talking about, going back to Comey now, the man apparently has very little in the way of principled opinions about anything. He's like a pinball bouncing off whatever it happens to hit. Yeah, he got busted out of his job, and now he's bouncing off the anti-Trump Dems, looking for some way or another to divert Trump's laser-like focus on getting the job done, and we'll look at what it is they're concerned about a little bit. But hey, California is making yet another law restricting gun owners from carrying their weapons that has nothing to do at all with keeping guns out of the hands of criminals, but everything to do with making criminals out of those who legally exercise their God-given right to bear arms safely and for safety. But let's talk about Comey, phony baloney Comey, or better yet, let's talk about Covfefe, or Covfefe. Trump tweeted, quote, despite the constant negative press, Covfefe, or Covfefe, end quote. After a few days, I think maybe it was after a few hours, I don't know. I can't find that. It doesn't matter. He took it down off his Twitter page, and everyone seems to be in a kerfuffle over Trump's covifi. One guy says it's Arabic for "I will stand up." Well, that's curious. Trump uses an Arabic statement to make a statement about the press? That really does not seem likely. Another theory is that it's Yiddish for "we shall overcome," or something like "we will win in the end." I'm sure I didn't pronounce it as well as I should have. I speak a little Hebrew is what I said. And then I said, but I've not heard this one. But I admit that I have attempted to engage a Jew or two along the way with some feeble efforts in their language, only to have them stare at me dumbfounded. And when I thought with some embarrassment that I had so miserably massacred their elegant, very ancient tongue, they said to me, they don't speak Hebrew. They speak instead something called Yiddish. Maybe they don't know Yiddish. Perhaps it was only politeness on their part. A few Yiddish expressions have worked their way into my language, you know, right? Schlep, most congressmen and women these days, especially here in California. The current leadership in California GOP, at least, and, you know, that we support with our tax dollars as we schlep along under their burden. Schlemiel, most congressmen and women, particularly those in California GOP leadership, who don't even bother to smell the milk before they pour it all over their cereal. I mean, all over our children's cereal. And then there's Schlemazel. You might remember that little cute tune and ditty that, forget their names now. Anyway, Hups and Pups and... Anyway, that's us, you know, who have to schlep about, dragged down by these Schlemiels. And then, of course, there is Schmooze and Schmaltzy and, you know, the Schlock, the Schmuck, which rhymes with Chuck Schumer and has many other affinities between him and that word. And then there's the shtick and the spiel, as in this example of a brain massage spiel in the style of my shtick. And with that, I bid you shalom. And so, you know, there's, of course, shalom is actually a Hebrew word, but the point is, I've never heard of kafafi or kafifi or kafafi or whatever it is that this word is supposed to, however it's supposed to be pronounced. Apparently, some have. One guy said it's Hebrew for "we will win in the end," and apparently did some etymological study on this word and found that it is an antediluvian term used by the faithful descendants of Adam's race in their war with the Canaanites. Seth apparently used this word to declare their ultimate victory over the deluded antediluvians before the flood. But this erudite offered no reference, and I can't find any supporting documentation for that. No use of such a term can be found in the Bible or in any Hebrew lexicon I have available to me, so I don't think it's Yiddish. I don't think it's Hebrew. I don't think it's ancient or modern Hebrew or Yiddish. As far as I can ascertain, it's a typo or something like that. Maybe he meant to say despite the constant negative press coverage. You know, and the Trumpster entered something so convoluted the spell checker couldn't even figure it out. Not likely, though. Anything remotely resembling coverage would probably have come out. Coverage. It does appear to be an incomplete thought, though, if you look at it, even for Trump. And maybe he was interrupted while he was tweeting, and so he came up with this mess. Or maybe there is such a word, but I think to suggest it is evidence that Trump is cracking up. Well, no, maybe they're right. He's cracking up over how much time we've all spent trying to figure out what he's saying with Covfefe, C-O-V-F-E-F-E. I mean, even the president has to have some way to lighten the mood, especially after Kathy the Griffin posed for a picture while holding a mask of Trump, or a mock-up of his head, dripping with ketchup. Yeah. Okay, not sure it was ketchup. Might have been Kerry's ketchup with a K, or maybe it was chicken blood for all I know. But she cried and wailed and moaned and cried about how mistreated she has been over her mistreatment of Trump, and how bullied she has been over her bullying of Trump and his family, and how pitiful it is that she should be fired for doing something way past what that little old lady did, who got fined for reposting some negative comment on Facebook about immigration. Give me a break. But let's talk about Comey, 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 phony, baloney, Comey. Okay. Let's. And I've got some interesting insight for you. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back. And yes, there is something more to be said about this. Amazing to me how no one is bringing up why Comey should have been fired a long time ago, but that seems to have gotten lost in the weeds of almost going to a Ouija board lengths to divine what actually was Trump thinking and feeling when he fired Comey. Because, you know, if the liberals can make thinking and feeling criminal, they will. I'll be right back.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal, to release nonepinephrine neurotransmitters, and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.
Okay, my friends, the formal announcement of the biggest ever Lights On Banquet is coming soon. Meanwhile, the door prize will be better than ever. The meal, well, it's hard to improve on perfection, but there will be something a little extra special added to the succulent tri-tip dinner that Lou provides for us this year. And of course, the live performance of the Brain Massage Show will have your lights on. The date is November 3rd. That's November 3rd. The price is $25 per plate. Patriots discount for the first 20 plates sold. You can save $10 per plate if you register before July 4th. That means if you register any time before 11:59:59 p.m. on July 4th, you'll pay only $15 a plate instead of $25. Registration is not complete until payment is received. Go online, register today. Go to www.santamarialighthouse.org. You'll see the word banquet on the top right of the menu bar. Click. Complete the form that pops up. Remember to click send so we receive your registration, and then you'll see in the right column a donate button. Click on that, process your payment. You can do it with debit card, credit card, or through PayPal if you have an account with PayPal. Thank you to those of you who have already registered. This is going to be the biggest Lights On Banquet ever, and I want to see
you. Warning. The Brain Massage Show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. Psalm 59:9. Before Trump fired Comey, everyone believed Comey was an incompetent FBI director. Some among his peers believed it went beyond incompetence, all the way to dirty cop. One thing is certain, if the left attempt to make it out that Trump, expressing his opinion about a matter that is before the FBI director, amounts to coercion, well, then Obama is the, he's the greater offender in this business. Quote, on April 10, 2016, President Obama publicly stated that Hillary Clinton had shown carelessness in using a private email server to handle classified information. But he insisted that she had not intended to endanger national security, which, we should interject, is not an element of the relevant criminal statute. The president acknowledged that classified information had been transmitted via Secretary Clinton's server, but he suggested that, in the greater scheme of things, its importance had been vastly overstated, end quote. That was April 10. Now move forward to July 5th, 2016. FBI Director James Comey publicly stated that Clinton had been extremely careless in using a private email server to handle classified information, but he insisted that she had not intended to endanger national security. Does that sound familiar to you? The director acknowledged that classified information had been transmitted via Secretary Clinton's server, but he suggested that, in the greater scheme of things, it was just a small percentage of the emails involved, end quote. And after that, the case, of course, was dismissed. Andrew McCarthy, writing for National Review, asked, quote, could there be more striking parallels? A cynic might say that Obama had clearly signaled to the FBI and the Justice Department that he did not want Mrs. Clinton to be charged with a crime, and that, with this not-so-subtle pressure in the air, the president's subordinates dropped the case. Exactly what Obama wanted, relying precisely on Obama's stated rationale. And yet the media yawned, end quote. Well, let me summarize this issue for you. I mean, this part of it. The idea that the president influencing his FBI director involves something called obstruction of justice. A president might do some things we don't like politically, but that does not make them criminal. The president has the power to direct the director which cases to investigate. He can fire him at will, and for any reason or for no reason, which, by the way, is exactly what Comey himself admitted and has stated publicly. If we don't like the president firing an FBI director, well, we can let him know about that through political channels. But it's not a criminal issue. So, first of all, there is no obstruction of justice here. Not only does the president have the power to influence his FBI director, he actually has the power to order him to cease investigating a case. So when Obama inserted himself into the Hillary email scandal, we might call it tampering. We might call it unduly influencing his FBI director, who was then under considerable pressure to investigate Hillary over her proved misconduct, her criminally prosecutable negligence. That's right. What Hillary did, my friends, is prosecutable. Whether she intended to compromise security by what she did is a whole different matter. That's a different level of concern. That would go to the question of treason, which perhaps applies. But for her to ignore protocols of which she had been advised to purposely pursue a course of action that clearly jeopardized national security and resulted in classified information getting into the wrong hands, that is a crime of negligence. It's a crime of malfeasance against the public trust, and it is punishable by law. Now, we might not like the idea that Trump would meet with Comey alone, which probably wasn't a good idea, and even go so far as to dismiss others from the room, which would kind of underline the let's you and I have a talk ambiance of the tete-a-tete. And then, reportedly, saying in that confidential meeting that he hoped Comey could find his way to lay off Flynn, something to that effect. Hard not to walk away from that meeting with anything but a clear impression that the boss wants us to let Flynn off the hook here, right? But you see, my friend, there's one problem. He wasn't asked to do that. Not only is there nothing wrong with the president asking the FBI director to back off, if he wanted to, he could have ordered the FBI director, Comey, to stop the investigation. You know, Comey could easily have said something like, you know, I hope so too, Mr. President. I hope it turns out that he's a good guy and there's no problem here. It would be sad if we had to seek an indictment against him after all he's already been through. So you can trust me, sir. I will certainly be fair and honest in my investigation, and we will work hard to get to the bottom of this swiftly. You know, anything like that would have been a real normal kind of conversation in a case like this. And so do you see what I mean? But look, there's no real reason to assume Trump meant anything like fudge the facts or ignore the facts in the case or cover up a crime or anything like that. If Comey thought Trump was putting undue pressure on him to do something criminal or something even unethical, well, he should have said so. Comey releases, let's say he leaks this memo that he made regarding this confidential meeting that he had with his boss, the president, and claims he only did this after Trump tweeted something like, you know, Comey had better hope there were no recordings of our conversations. But the fact is the public record shows differently. The New York Times was commenting on that memo the day before Trump tweeted his comment. And this is all a bunch of nonsense. The fact is there's nothing in the memo anyway that implicates Trump in any kind of criminal act. To prove obstruction of justice, Comey would have to prove or show that Trump put illicit pressure on him to act contrary to law or ethics. In other words, offer him a bribe, say something to the effect, your job depends on this, you know, buddy. You know, whatever, something like that, or insinuating that other negative consequences might be forthcoming if Comey values his health, you know, you might. And this kind of thing, you know, here's the thing. Comey is attempting to say that the reason he was fired was because of his investigation into the allegation that Russia tampered with our last election. But that's nonsense. And this memo has nothing to do with that investigation. In other words, to prove criminal obstruction of justice in this case, it would have to be proved that the president acted in a corrupt manner to impede or influence the investigation, not act within the prerogatives of his office. Now, Nixon got in trouble because he erased portions of the evidence that was part of the investigation that had been subpoenaed, and that investigation involved him. Not because he raised suspicions about what was on the tapes. That's not why he ended up in trouble. Is the fact that he tampered with the evidence. That was a corrupt manner of interference. Now, Comey was not investigating Trump. So Trump was not trying to pressure the director to drop an investigation in which he was the target. But even then, even in that case, you understand, it would not have been criminal. Albeit, if it was believed that evidence was substantial, an independent counsel could be appointed by the Congress that would be independent of the president. You see how this works? Well, I'm getting too technical in all of this, but I thought you might be interested. Here's the thing. Comey should have been fired immediately. He was an Obama plant to begin with and an operative for the progressives whose mission was to protect Hillary at first, to protect Obama at all costs, and then to undermine Trump in every way possible, and more importantly, to be in place and position so that if and when they could find some way to pin a criminal charge on Trump or trip him up legally onto something, he would be there to take care of things, if you know what I mean. So, you see, this is why they blew the gasket when Trump fired him. It messed up so much of their plans. Frankly, I don't know why Trump fired him. And frankly, it doesn't actually matter. Certainly not legally. But there is plenty of reason to get rid of Comey. He did not have a philosophy of law enforcement that would be compatible with Trump's administration. Not only was Comey unwilling to investigate the Hillary email scandal, and not only was he unwilling to take serious investigative action in the Clintons' pay-for-play scheme, his failure to prosecute criminal activity within the IRS, remember that, in efforts at the highest levels there to use the power of the IRS to silence free speech, to intimidate and obstruct First Amendment rights of Americans for political reasons, namely to protect and promote Obama's reelection, or how Comey refused to come clean and admit his part in certain leaks that compromised agents under him because of their support for Donald Trump. This guy's dirty. He's a progressive political Obama operative whose importance to the progressives, their loss of him in that office is incalculable. Imagine what happens if someone gets in to that position who will aggressively go after all of this. I mean, it's their worst nightmare. And it's the reason I suspect that all along that the left's antipathy toward Comey was a cover-up to keep their plant hidden in the system so he could continue to keep these issues from becoming the problem they really need to become for the left. Let's pray together that all of it will be brought into the light. But consider how Comey exposed America to great danger. Remember in 2011, the FBI purged counterterrorism documents from their records. The FBI was an extension of the Obama administration policy of appeasing Muslims, even if it meant exposing America to danger. And what Muslim groups were involved in pressuring the FBI director then to purge these documents? Well, included are two unindicted co-conspirators in a case involving illegally funding Islamic terrorists. Yeah. Did this have negative consequences? What the FBI did? Oh, yeah. One of the things they did is remove any documented link between the Muslim Brotherhood and terrorism. Yeah, the purge included removal of the expression radical Islam and any reference to jihad as holy war. Also, the FBI eliminated all connection between Al-Qaeda and the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and also the 1996 Khobar Towers bombing. And all of this, by the way, was, cooperating with Obama's program of appointing Muslim Brotherhood brothers to key positions in our government, who are still there, by the way. And that's, by the way, what needs to be purged. Muslim Brotherhood Obama appointees were actively, but under the radar, supporting Muslim Brotherhood political movements in a number of countries such as Egypt and Libya. Comey was willing to appease, so the FBI was willing to appease radical Muslims at the cost of national security. But wait a minute. Hold the phones. Oh, no. This was done by Comey's predecessor, his friend, his longtime pal. But oh, he's the guy that's running the agency right now, Director Mueller. And Comey is his protege and carried on this tradition under Obama. Under Comey in 2016, Omar Mateen, remember him? Murdered 49, injured 54 at an Orlando nightclub. Well, under Comey, the FBI twice investigated Mateen. Once this was because Mateen had been in contact with a suicide bomber. He also was investigated because of some threatening remarks he made to a co-worker. Mateen was known to attend a radical mosque in Orlando, but Comey's FBI were forbidden to investigate terror-sponsoring mosques. The FBI under Comey, a disciple of Mueller, by the way, an Obama operative. Mateen was cleared of all suspicion and instead was made a victim. Yeah, the investigation was closed on Mateen because The FBI concluded that Mateen was making terrorist threats only as a reaction to being marginalized because of his Muslim faith. Now, a gun store owner was concerned when Mateen came in and tried to buy ammunition and body armor. So he called in a report to the FBI, and the FBI did nothing. And this occurred shortly before the attack, the murder of 49 and wounding of 53. All of this, plus the fact that the FBI knew that Mateen traveled to Saudi Arabia a few times leading up to the attack, and then added insult to injury after this man murdered 49 and wounded 53 others. The FBI spokesperson dismissed this outrageous failure on the part of the FBI to stop this imminently stoppable travesty, saying, quote, civil rights violations are a priority for the FBI, quote. And my friend, he wasn't talking about the right to life of the people this creep murdered or the right to peaceful assembly of the other 53 wounded in the nightclub terrorized. Their civil rights don't mean anything. Now, Mr. Comey, you don't have a philosophy of law enforcement that comports with mine, and you'll need to find employment elsewhere. We need to get Mueller out of there, too. And pray God will not let these devils succeed at getting Trump off balance or distracted by all this. He needs to get Mueller out of there pronto and get somebody else in his place, because there is something else Comey knows and knew, and that is that there is right now a large and growing network of domestic terrorist training compounds operating here in America. And this has been known for a long time. And the group running them is called Muslims of America. Their Islamic name is something like Jamaat ul-Fukra. The leader is Sheikh Mubarak Ali Shah Gilani, or Gilani. He's a radical jihadist cleric who, by the way, has mentored suicide bombers, like the Christmas Day bomber. MOA members were involved in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Before Obama came to power, the FBI prepared a thorough report about MOA, and they reported, quote, MOA members have participated in 10 murders, 1 disappearance, 3 firebombings and 1 attempted firebombing, and 2 explosive bombings. And then members of the MOA are encouraged to travel to Pakistan to receive religious and military terrorist training from Sheikh Gilani. Now, Comey's FBI, and certainly Mueller's FBI also, have shown no interest in investigating these compounds. Now, I understand the latest chatter coming from MOA is a fear that Trump's going to shut them down. You say, but Comey said the FBI was investigating ISIS-related terrorists in all 50 states. Well, but if he investigates them, or investigated them, like he did Mateen, get the picture? Window dressing diversion. The people who will miss Comey most are crooked politicians like Hillary and Obama, and terrorists. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. I don't know why Trump fired Comey, but I can sure think of a whole lot of good reasons that he did. Now, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see that they are on. And my friends, I apologize. You can't call right now because we're changing providers. And we're doing that in order to tool up so we can live stream all of our services through Facebook and other venues. And we're not yet connected with the new provider. So we've just got this little hole in our service. And I apologize to you for that. We're so accustomed to cell phone connections now, we don't think about those landlines like we used to. All right. So you can't call, but you can write to me an email message by going to brainmassage.net. Again, that's brainmassage.net. And remember this, my friend, the Lord is our defense, and our God is the rock of our refuge. Psalm 94:22. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon. Go to santamarialighthouse.org and know that God is real.